KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, we're going to see partly sunny skies and mostly cloudy, lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, areas of patchy drizzle late will drop down to 36. Looks like for Saturday, mostly cloudy, we'll see areas of drizzle with a high near 48. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low near 36. And Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 50s. Currently, it's 28.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's new crop production forecast, a bit of a surprise to many traders who didn't expect such a big change from USDA's previous forecast in October. Gary Crawford with more.
The biggest October to November change in the USDA forecast for corn production since 1996. That's what the corn market was surprised with on Thursday. USDA boosting its corn production forecast by 2% from October's, with a crop expected 14.6 billion bushels, second biggest ever. The change, according to USDA chief economist Rob Johansson, not based on any change in harvested acres.
Most of that increase is based on having the second highest implied ear weights, as well as the third highest number of ears per acre on record.
Giving a record high overall yield, 175 0.4 bushels an acre. Johansson says one reason for the unusually large change from last month is that the corn crop was a little behind schedule.
We are about 20% behind the five-year average on our harvest coming into November.
What's this going to do to prices? Well, we do have more corn than expected, but
we have declining production globally, but and also increasing use in the United States.
So USDA sticking with its forecast for average corn prices still at 320 a bushel, 16 cents less than last season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson talks about the latest forecast for soybeans.
We're seeing a slightly higher year-over-year production number, 4.43 billion bushels. Our yields are down by about 5% relative to last year, but our overall production is up 3%, and that's mostly on an acres story. We did plant more acres, and we're going to harvest more acres here of soybeans. In fact, we're going to harvest more acres of soybeans than we do of corn this year. Globally, we see an increase in production, a little bit in Brazil. Overall ending stocks globally up 1.9 million tons. We are seeing a slight increase just based on our trade data. Expected price for soybeans up 10 cents at the midpoint at $9.30 a bushel.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment, leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
This Veterans Day, Table Rock Appliances, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Refrigeration proudly salutes our local veterans for all they've done for our country. Table Rock Appliances, Heating, Cooling, Electrical, and Refrigeration. Goodman and Amana Sales and Service, Commercial Refrigeration, and Electric. Smith Auto celebrates the service of all United States military veterans and wants these heroes to know how much America appreciates their service on Veterans Day and always. We honor and remember you. Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Kansas prosecutor wants help investigating a retired white police detective accused of preying on black women for sex for decades. Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree says the Kansas City Police Chief recently said there should be an investigation of former detective Roger Golubsky. Dupree also says that Golubsky pursued the wrongful murder conviction of the son of one of the women he's accused of preying upon. A judge recently freed Lamont McIntyre after 23 years in prison. Pheasant and quail seasons open tomorrow, and hunters should be able to find more birds in the fields. The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism said that pheasant hunting should be fair to good this year, with quail hunting expected to be good to great in certain areas of Kansas. Pheasant and quail season runs through January 31st of 2018. Cake News reports the hunting season adds an estimated $400 million into the Kansas economy each year. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did I mention that Liberty Mutual saved us almost $800 when we switched our auto and home insurance?
Liberty did what?
Mm-hmm. It gave us a little extra cushion in our budget, which we used to upgrade Billy's football pads.
He's got a little extra cushion, all right.
Nobody's going to hurt my baby.
Mom, I can't move.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Okay, the thing about Macy's Veterans Day sale, perfect timing.
Like getting an extra 10 to 20% off with our Macy's Card or Savings Pass?
Exactly. Or incredible specials on things we really need now.
Coats and sweaters from my favorite brands.
Cardigans, shoes, and boots for me.
Kitchen electrics.
Diamond rings, an extra 40% off.
Is that a hint?
I'm just saying, perfect timing.
You just set me up, didn't you?
Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off sale price and exclusions apply, including specials.
A Republican candidate for Kansas governor supports restoring a ban on discrimination against gays and lesbians in state employment and hiring. Former State Senator Jim Barnett says that as governor, he would make it clear there will not be discrimination. In 2015, Governor Brownback rescinded a 2007 executive order from former Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius barring discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity in state hiring and employment decisions. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has endorsed a prosecutor's nomination for a federal judgeship in Kansas. The committee's vote yesterday was 19-1 on President Trump's nomination of Holly Lou Teeter of Lenexa. 38-year-old Teeter is an assistant U.S. attorney for Western Missouri. The committee's action sends Teeter's nomination to the full Senate. The vote came 2 days after an American Bar Association committee rated Teeter as not qualified, as they generally believe a nominee should have at least 12 years of legal experience. Teeter has 11.5 years of experience. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville with tremendous rebates available. Rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Police have identified the man whose body was found in a vehicle at an Omaha police station parking lot. Police say the body of 29-year-old Julio Cesar Ortega was found early yesterday. An officer noticed a vehicle in the lot in a northeast Omaha station just before 1 a.m. and then saw the body inside. Homicide investigators suspect that Cesar Ortega was injured somewhere else and drove to the station where he died. Nebraska's Corrections Department has taken a key step to prepare for the state's first execution since 1997, unveiling a new combination of lethal injection drugs that no state has ever used before on an inmate. The State Department of Correctional Services has notified death row inmate Jose Sandoval, of the lethal injection drugs to be used in his execution, although no date has been set. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. At the recommendation of the county sheriff, Mike Vermetten of Waterville was hired as a deputy. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Future plans for work on the B Street project with the city of Washington were discussed again. The city administrator and county road and bridge supervisor were in attendance. An engineering contract was presented for review. An appointment will be set for December 4th for the city and county boards to meet. The sheriff reported that Marshall County inmates are still being held in Washington, with some Marshall County corrections officers and cooks working at the facility while repairs continue in Marshall County. Justin Cordery pointed out there's not a problem housing Nebraska inmates. A recent clarification regarding Gage County inmates being held out of state was resolved with a release form coordinated with the Nebraska Attorney General's office. Board members will be contacting 10 counties just above and just below the Washington County pay scale, gathering information on pay and benefits. Discussion continued regarding the Neighborhood Revitalization Program with a Washington County appraiser, and a meeting will be planned to discuss property value increases for next year. Town hall meetings in January are expected to explain the valuation process. An increase in metal farm buildings is anticipated, as Washington County currently considers the economic life 15 years, while other counties range from 30 to 50 years. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday conducting mostly routine business. The Gage County Board of Supervisors agreed to purchase a house in Beatrice from James and Christy Earnhardt for $65,000. That property lies adjacent to the bus stop liquor store across the street from the sheriff's office that was recently purchased for $250,000. The properties may be used for evidence storage space. Lisa Wagon, who was recently appointed Gage County Emergency Management Coordinator, will also assume the role of Gage County Zoning Administrator. That appointment effective this week has Wagon taking over for Nancy Neatfeld, who has led planning and zoning as director in recent years. No determination if additional salary would be provided. The emergency management post was approved at $42,000 annually. Wagon had previously served on the County Planning and Zoning Board and was a former chair of that committee.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's the Holiday Open House at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Come to Elsie Grace's for new clothing and accessories, food tastings, fudge, and a prize drawing. Open until 8 on Thursday. Then stop next door at the Treasure Chest for wreaths and swags of holiday greenery and decorative picks for a holiday touch anywhere. It's the Holiday Open House you won't want to miss at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop and the Treasure Chest in Frankfort starting Thursday.
Playa Azul is honored to support all of our local veterans who have sacrificed so much for our great nation. The community salutes these men and women for their selflessness, dedication, and bravery. From your friends at Playa Azul in Beatrice, authentic Mexican food, family-friendly, and the best service. Heartland Foods proudly salutes our men and women in uniform this Veterans Day. Our United States military paid a high price in defense of our country and deserves our extreme gratitude. All veterans have America's thanks and appreciation. From all of us at Heartland Foods in Beatrice, proud to support our troops. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is proud to support all veterans on November 11th and throughout the entire year. May our gratitude never sleep when our perils have passed. Thank you for all that you have done for our country. From the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a low pressure system forming out of the Rockies, which is going to make its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day and into the weekend. And our area looks like it's going to bring us some cloud cover, maybe a little bit of some drizzle late tonight and into it tomorrow. Otherwise, temperatures will remain in the 40s with back into the lower 50s as we head into Sunday. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of drizzle late with a low near 36. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Saturday, we'll see areas of drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies, high in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 36. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 51. And Sunday night, mostly clear. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It's the Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House, now through Friday. Get 30% off select Hallmark gifts, buy one, get one half off boxed holiday cards, the best selection of Hallmark ornaments in northeast Kansas, and cozy winter accessories. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is now open 7 days a week, including 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays. You don't want to miss the Holiday Open House.
Average high temperature mid-November 58, record high on this date 79 in 2012. The average low 36, the record low was 19 in 1889. Sunset this evening at 5:12, sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
Fresh, canned, or frozen? If that's your produce predicament, we have some help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 10th, the 314th day of the year. Actor Richard Burton was born on this day, and in 1969, Sesame Street debuted on PBS TV. For taste, texture, and nutrients, nothing beats vegetables fresh from the garden. But what's the best option during the winter months? Surprisingly, frozen or canned varieties often come out ahead when compared to out-of-season produce at the supermarket. Here's why. Canned or frozen fruits and vegetables are usually processed within hours of being picked. Their so-called fresh counterparts often spend weeks in transport and on the shelf, losing nutrients all the while. But here's an important caveat. Packaged produce sometimes has added sodium, fat, or sugar. So keep an eye on those ingredient labels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Do you need a new pair of boots for the colder weather? Well, you're in luck. Valley Vet Supply is having a boot sale now through Sunday with 20% off all in-stock boots. Choose from tough work boots to stylish dress boots from brand names you know and trust, like Durango, Timberland Pro, Ariat, Justin, Double H Wolverine, and Red Wing. You'll be ready for whatever comes your way with new boots from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. Ouch! Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost has broken his pelvis and several ribs during a fall on his property in Georgia. The team says the 62-year-old manager was working on a deer stand that gave way. Yost is an avid hunter. He underwent surgery in Atlanta and was able to be transferred to a rehab facility. The team says he'll need a wheelchair for a short period of time. Kansas City Chiefs were Super Bowl favorites during a dynamic 5-0 start. They've lost three of their past four heading into their week off. The offense that was so good earlier in the season has slowed down and lately been unable to mask a struggling defense. But Coach Andy Reid still has confidence in the AFC West leaders, who will face a much weaker schedule down the stretch. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order patio doors, garage doors, and windows. If you've been thinking about upgrading, but you've been looking for just the right time, this could be the opening you've been waiting for. Come on in. With savings like these, you don't have to wait for an upgrade, but you shouldn't wait too long. Select patio doors, garage doors, and windows. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 15th. See store for details.
She always dressed so well. She still does. And boy, is she particular about getting us boots and clothes of good value. That's why our family has always relied on Ariat. And right now at Boot Barn, select Ariat boots are $20 off. And regularly priced men's Ariat jeans are $10 off. She's taught us how to recognize good value. And she's taught us how to love. Above all, share love this holiday season. Boot Barn.
Okay, Cowboy fans, Oklahoma State and Iowa State can still reach the Big 12 title game, but tomorrow's meeting might be an elimination game for two teams coming off losses that altered the trajectory of their seasons. The 12th-ranked Cowboys and 24th-ranked Cyclones are now tied with West Virginia for third in the conference, behind Oklahoma and TCU, who are both 5-1 in the Big 12. CBS Sports has named Greg Marshall the preseason college basketball coach of the year. The Shockers enter their first year in the American Athletic Conference and return their starting five from a year ago. Marshall is in his 20th season as head coach of the Shockers. He's guided Wichita State to six straight NCAA tournaments. In basketball, opening up tonight, K-State takes on the American Eagles at 8 o'clock tonight. The KU Jayhawks and Tennessee Tigers tipping off at 8 o'clock also. And the aforementioned Shockers opening their season against the UMKC Kangaroos at 7. Mid-America Network Sports.
Three area teams advance in the postseason football playoffs. Hanover travels to Caldwell. Friday kickoff at 5:30. We'll have the live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia hosts Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 6. Marysville entertains Cheney Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All of our broadcast games streaming on our website as well at KNDYradio.com. College basketball action, Kansas State in exhibition play versus American this evening. Pregame at 7, tip-off at 8 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas hosting Tennessee State. 8 o'clock tip-off. We'll join that game after Hanover Football Live on FM 95.5.
Tincture of Auburn Sales and Service supports all veterans who have sacrificed so much for our safety and freedom. The community salutes these courageous men and women for their selflessness, dedication, and bravery. Thank you for your service. Tincture of Auburn Sales and Service, high-quality vehicles you can trust. Often veterans come back from war with PTSD or injuries and don't receive the support that they need to reconnect with society. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated encourages everyone to visit a veteran to let them know that there is help available. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 40 years of service. Cook Welding and Repair urges everyone to take a moment to think about our nation's veterans who sometimes become homeless due to the atrocities they witnessed while serving our great country. Also, encourage servicemen and women you know to seek help if they have symptoms of PTSD. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Cracks on tree trunks and peeling bark may indicate there are problems with your tree's health. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by examining the base of the plant. Trees with straight trunks, like a telephone pole, entering the ground are planted too deep. Trees planted too deep and pruned with flush cuts are more subject to frost crack and sun scald. Deeply planted trees are also more prone to girdling roots. These circling roots place pressure on the expanding trunk and stop the flow of water and nutrients between the roots and leaves. The offending roots can be at soil surface or several inches below ground. Look for a flattened side of the trunk, smaller leaves, and earlier fall color. Physical injury to the trunk or improper pruning cuts can also lead to frost cracks. Contact a certified arborist in your area to make sure your tree is sound and does not create a hazard in your landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Today there are resources to help those with physical challenges, but a century ago that was often not the case. That is what makes this lady's story even more remarkable. Her life is today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Helen Keller was born in Tuscumbia, Alabama in 1880. At the age of 19 months, she developed a high fever that left her deaf and blind. The family sought medical help, but to no avail. At the age of 6, though, a doctor gave them what seemed to be unusual advice.
An eye specialist in Maryland told the family, you need to take her to see Alexander Graham Bell. His first love was actually working with deaf people.
Lynn Weaver at the Keller Homestead, Ivy Green, says Alexander Graham Bell had good reason to want to help young Helen.
His mother was deaf. His wife was deaf. She had been a student. And he told the family she does not need a doctor, she needs a teacher.
Bell suggested they write a letter to the school and see if a teacher could be sent to Tuscumbia to work with Helen. The school sent a teacher named Ann Sullivan.
Annie had a really sad background. Her family were very poor Irish immigrant potato farmers. Her mother died of tuberculosis, which was rampant. She and her little brother, Jimmy, ended up living in a poorhouse.
Her younger brother died, and Annie developed eye infections that left her partly blind. She begged to be allowed to go to school and eventually found her way to Perkins, the school that would send her to Tuscumbia to teach Helen Keller.
When Annie arrived, I know she thought it was going to be a great job. They were going to pay her $25 a month plus room and board. But then, of course, she met Helen. Helen was very mischievous. Helen locked the teacher up in the bedroom right after she arrived. We laugh about it today. I don't think it was too funny at the time.
But Annie would make a breakthrough with Helen, and the world would come to know the pair. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.
Many of us dream of riding a horse out west and feeling the nostalgia of a time gone by. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Unleash the cowboy in your soul by visiting a dude ranch as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
My grandfather was one of John Wayne's biggest fans. He loved movies where the actor rode his horse across rugged terrain, ate beans cooked over the fire, and was the consummate cowboy. You don't have to be an actor to do these things. Colleen Hodson is the executive director of the Dude Ranch Association, which covers 12 western states and Canada. She says these vacations allow visitors to experience a special environment.
Ride horses, learn to fly fish or fish on private waters, whitewater raft, you know, lots of evening activities such as campfires and cowboy sing-alongs and western swing dancing and that kind of thing. We're all inclusive, so food, lodging, and most activities are included in the price.
Most stays are for a week, and the number of guests at one time averages from 35 to 45 people. She says many dude ranches have been in the vacation business for generations and focus on recreational activities for their customers. Others allow you to work if you want, with everything from building fences to assisting with irrigation needs.
Some are what we call working ranches that have kind of creeped up a little more in the last 20 years. And those are actual cattle ranches when the cattle prices kind of took a nosedive. Some of them added this guest opportunity, you know, to kind of enhance their revenue. And those are mainly run by families.
No two dude ranches are alike. Choose the riding environment that appeals to you, such as open meadows, mountain trails, or southwestern desert. Also, consider the accommodations, number of guests, and whether or not you'd like to get your hands dirty alongside the owners. Learn more about dude ranches and find one that suits you at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Souther Building Supply is excited about the Veterans Day Parade and celebration in Seneca. It is a great opportunity for everyone to come out and show support to our local veterans, and it is another way to say thank you to those who put their lives on the line for our country. From Souther Building Supply in Seneca. Starlight Motel would like to salute all local veterans for their bravery and sacrifice for our country and invites everyone to Veterans Day celebration and parade on November 11th. Here in our hometown of Seneca. From Starlight Motel in Seneca, newly remodeled rooms, reasonable rates, and free internet. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance invites the community to the Veterans Day Parade here in Seneca on November 11th. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance. Call Brett at 785-336-7101 for all your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small.
Today's sidewalk produce vendors in many big eastern cities have a long history. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
Early 20th century New Yorkers bought a lot of their fruits and vegetables from pushcart operators. Tom Oakey, an assistant professor of history at Kennesaw State University in Georgia, says pushcarts were the best option at the time for the last leg of the food distribution chain.
you have an enormous push cart industry selling fruit and vegetables and so on around the city. It was actually a traffic problem for New York City. They had so many push carts that they began to seek to regulate those push carts.
Oakey says push carts were a viable small business for recent immigrants.
It's a kind of informal way of dealing with produce surpluses. So the push carts show up at the big distribution points in the city, and then if there happens to be kind of a surplus of cucumbers, then they buy larger quantities of those and cut the prices. So there's a kind of order to how you deal with food surpluses and also are distributing the goods to a large number of people.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. JD.com Incorporated says it will buy $2 billion worth of U.S. goods, over half of which will be beef and pork. The deal comes at the same time President Trump is in China. JD.com, China's second largest online mall, will buy more than $1.2 billion worth of beef from the Montana stock growers and pork from Smithfield Foods over the next 3 years. The company released a statement after signing this ceremony this week, saying the deal is part of a commitment to buy a wide range of U.S. goods. American companies have made the trip with the president to China, announcing the deals this week of about $9 billion. China officially reopened its borders to American beef there, and hasn't been a lot of movement yet, as only limited supply meets the Chinese import requirements. China, though, is the world's biggest pork producer, consumer, and importer. JD.com CEO Richard Liu says Chinese consumers will rest assured knowing that they will be able to purchase safe, high-quality meat products imported from the U.S. Beef is the fastest-growing meat sector in China, and the country is the world's fastest-growing overseas market for beef. Exporting feed, grains, and related products is worth a lot of money to the U.S. economy. Those exports offer billions of dollars in direct and indirect economic benefit to farmers, the rural communities in which they live in, and the nation as a whole. Research conducted by the U.S. Grains Council and National Corn Growers provide concrete numbers to the benefit claims. Feed and grain exports worth $18.9 billion as recently as 2015. That supports $55.5 billion of economic output. The exports were either directly or indirectly linked to 262,000 U.S. jobs. Hypothetically speaking, if these exports were halted for some reason, analysis indicates that more than 46,000 jobs and $2.6 billion in gross domestic product would be adversely impacted at the farm, ethanol production, and at meat production levels. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Corn, wheat, soybeans in the grain. December corn is up 2 at 343 and a half. March corn is up 2 at 356 and three quarters. December Kansas City wheat is 4 and three quarters higher at 433 and three quarters. March is up 4 and a half at 450 and a half. So good positives for corn and wheat as we roll through our Friday here. Soybeans looking well. November beans up 3 and three quarters at 979. January beans up 3 and a half at 988 and a half. December soybean meal 3 higher at 314.80. January bean meal is up 290 at 316.80. Bean oil struggles a bit. December down 23 points at 34.91. January is down 22 points at 35.07. But for the most part, things are positive when it comes to our corn, wheat, and soybeans. December live cattle down 205 at 120.42. February down 187 at 126.65. Later months are all lower. November feeders now up a dime at 158.57, but January feeder cattle down 47 at 157.32. So things not all that rosy for cattle. Hogs have been down all through the day. December hogs down 82, 62.35. February hogs down 32 at 69.90. So we are looking at some pressure across the livestock complex. Cotton is on a rally today. December cotton up 64 points at 68.93. March is up 43 at 68.87. Crude oil is down today. December crude down 42 cents at 56.75. January down 42 at 56.97. In fact, all of the energies are struggling today. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas are all down as well. Now, the gold contract is way off. December gold is down $12.80 currently at $1,274.70. February gold is down $12.80 at $12.79. So things are not looking well in gold here on Friday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't be-
miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, sharing with you two conflicting stories about biofuels after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
It seems the biofuel argument will never come to an end. Friday of last week, two stories came across my desk. One that said Poet DSM achieves cellulosic biofuel breakthrough. The other one that said DuPont to sell cellulosic ethanol plant in a blow to producing biofuel. Again, controversial issue on biofuel. The story from Poet DSM, Advanced Biofuels, was that they have achieved a major breakthrough in cellulosic biofuels production at its Project Liberty plant in Ebbetsburg, Iowa. The company has solved the critical challenge in pretreatment, overcoming what has been the number one hurdle to commercialization for producers around the world. Liberty is now running pretreatment at 80% uptime. It's the first stage in cellulosic biofuels production, where the feedstock, corn cobs, leaves, and husk, is processed so that enzymes and yeast can access the cellulosic sugars and ferment them into biofuel. Other producers have identified this stage in the past as the major choke point in commercial production. So that story of a strong breakthrough in biofuel development from cellulosic ingredients. Now, the other story, DuPont Industrial Biosciences, a unit of Dow DuPont, said it halted operations at a two-year-old ethanol plant and will sell it, dealing another blow to efforts to create biofuels without using food crops. The decision to shut the Iowa plant comes as political winds are undercutting efforts to produce ethanol from plant waste and wood shavings. And so one company says, hey, let's go. The other company said, no, we're not going. Back with the final word after this message.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, developed to deliver the effective weed control you need. These products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning, because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone, because with channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
The battle over petroleum energy and waste energy from farm crops will probably never end. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
What do dairy cows and shrimp have in common? They're being raised on the same farm, not in southern Florida, but in northern Wisconsin, on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
When Larry Fortuna is done milking a couple hundred cows on his northern Wisconsin dairy farm, he goes to another building to take care of 30,000 other livestock, Pacific White Shrimp. Larry and his wife, Lori, started North Country Shrimp to supplement their income. They built a new building, added 20 swimming pools and airlines. Larry says the key to raising shrimp is maintaining the water quality. But once they got that figured out, shrimp care got a lot easier, especially since the crustaceans are fed three times a day.
You know, it's not a set schedule, so it kind of fits in with the cows. Like, the cows got to be milked at a certain time. Of course, you have breakdowns on the farm, so we don't have to feed the shrimp at 6 o'clock in the morning and noon and 6 o'clock. It could be 8 o'clock one morning, it could be 10 o'clock the next morning. And then we just adjust the other feedings throughout the day.
The baby shrimp are shipped overnight from the Florida Keys and are the size of an eyelash when the Fortunas get them. It takes 3 to 4 months and 5 to 6 stages of shrimp food to raise them up to saleable size. When they're ready, Larry sells them right off the farm. Shrimp doesn't get any fresher.
99% of our sales is by appointment. They call up and leave a message and we get back with them and set up a time when they're coming through and catch their shrimp for them. And either we have them on ice or they want us to catch them in front of them. More than willing to come in there and watch us catch their supper for them.
A shrimp barn beats a cow barn in the wintertime. Larry says the water is kept around 80 degrees, so the building is always warm and tropical. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Fortuna's North Country shrimp business at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the USDA's crop reports issued Thursday had the markets in turmoil on Thursday for a time. Some record numbers for corn, and it turned out that the corn numbers were not necessarily because of larger harvested acres.
Most of that increase is based on having the second highest implied ear weights, as well as the third highest number of ears per acre on record.
And that creates an estimate of 175.4 bushels per acre. And another reason for the unusual change from last month is the corn crop is a little behind behind schedule.
We are about 20% behind the five-year average on our harvest coming into November.
Surprisingly, however, the USDA did not change its projected price forecast because
we have declining production globally and also increasing use in the United States.
And in addition to talking about the corn harvest, USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson talked also about the forecast for soybeans.
We're seeing a slightly higher year-over-year production number, 4.43 billion bushels. Our yields are down by about 5% relative to last year, but our overall production is up 3%, and that's mostly on an acres story. We did plant more acres. We're going to harvest more acres here of soybeans. In fact, we're going to harvest more acres of soybeans than we do of corn this year. Globally, we see an increase in production a little bit in Brazil. Overall ending stocks globally up 1.9 million tons. We are seeing a slight increase just based on our trade data. Expected price for soybeans up 10 cents at the midpoint at $9.30 a bushel.
USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson talking about some surprising numbers coming from the USDA reports issued on Thursday. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761.